section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Dynamics.
The Whisper Show.
Okay. So,
let's do a whole show. Like Crispin Glover and Back to the Future.
All right. I'm Darth Vader from the planet Vulcan.
Coming to you live from Disappointment, Kentucky, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Brett and Molly's Torrid Affair, IBWIP Spaghetti Western, an interview with Ebola scientists from the Grand Forks Research Company, and new manscaping techniques with your co-hosts, Heartland Heartthrob Brett Conlon, Whiskey Chaser, The Voice, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
What up, motherfuckers?
Hey, motherfucker! Ooh.
What up?
You're having a good time.
Somebody's feeling loose now.
I'm all loose right. As a caboose who had a noose.
And a papoose.
And
fuck out a moosh.
Fuck 'em. Welcome to episode 164. My name is the Podcasting God.
Oh,
it's like you guys have been drinking all night long. Blake,
nah, just for the last 2 days.
2 days, that's good. Well, we've been sitting here for a week doing shows.
In our same clothes.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Marinating in our own juices.
Somebody stinks, and it's not me. Yeah. Hey. All right, folks, with us tonight, he's rich, single, and ready to mingle. Well, he's 2 out of 3. Locks of Love, Jason.
I'm very poor. Let it be known, ladies, if you want someone that you can support, I'm your guy.
And next to him, he is lead guitarist for Shadows, Inc. The Inc. stands for fucking awesome.
Hi-yo.
Whiskey Chaser.
How you doing, everybody? Thanks for having me.
How's that short for that?
If you have to ask, then you'll never know.
You're not a part of this club, Dad.
Fine.
Be cruel to your school. All right. The man who will someday sing the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl.
That'd be cool.
Brett Conlon.
Yeah. Oh, Brett Conlon.
Just make sure you get the words right.
Everyone just look right at him. Is he not a Heartland Heartthrob? Look right at him.
Oh, yeah.
Even sitting here
Look me in the eye and tell me no. I dare you.
I can't do it. You were here in the last episode. You wore a big full beard. You took off the beard to reveal a big full beard.
Backup beard.
He's got the only man in the house with a backup beard.
He didn't have the beard when he put the other one on. That's the weird thing.
I had to wear that beard. That was like a beard to cover up while I was growing this beard.
That's what he gets for wearing it for a full week.
Beards by osmosis.
All right. He's not Weird Al Yankovic.
Vic.
He has the voice that makes ladies quiver. And the fellas uneasy. The voice, Dustin.
Hey,
did it.
What is up?
Yay. Well, boys, it's a pleasure to have you all here. We are, as Dustin said, almost burning the midnight oil. I mean, we're staying up late tonight.
You said it's good to have us all here, but is it really good to have Brett here?
I've missed Brett.
Have you?
I haven't seen him since last week, I guess.
Is it good to have Brett here,
I think it's
though?
Good to have me here. I'm glad to be here.
All things
I got to see you. I also got to see Molly.
Oh,
I was pretty happy to see Molly.
Uh-oh.
And it's funny that you bring that up.
Shit's going to get weird.
Recently, I went to Wisconsin to hang out with my buddy Shannon.
Molly had mentioned that you were far away.
Yeah. And so this is – I'll just play it. This is a message that I got, a Voxer message that I got from Molly. Let me just go ahead and play this.
I just want you to know that you should talk to your wife when you get home, because she definitely tried to kiss me before she left. It was gross.
Wow.
I'm sorry, that was the one from you.
That was from me.
Yeah,
that was not Molly's voice.
Now, and so I said, ha, oh, Brett, he's just being funny.
Just Brett being Brett.
I like to goof around.
Right, just Brett goofing.
I like to josh you.
Having a really good time. But then later on, I got this voicemail.
But Brett took very good care of me. He's going to mention something about him trying to kiss me. And more than likely, he will try in saying, I tried to kiss him. As you can only imagine, that it's very, very loud in there. So if you have to talk to someone, you have to scream at them. Yeah. Well, you're trying to scream at each other at the same time. No touching. No touching was involved. He's like, we stopped like mid talk, and he's like, "Are you trying to kiss me?" I'm like, "No, are you trying to kiss me?" He's like, "I'm going to tell Blake about this." I'm like, "Well, I'm going to tell him first."
Brett, you got some explaining to do.
I'm ashamed. Yes. I did not think that she would say anything to you about this.
What, you guys don't scream kiss people? Us.
So, you know, I was really glad that she went out on a night, you know, night on the town. She needs to do stuff by herself. And I felt safe with her going to the High Note. We know everybody. We know Chad and his wife and everybody that goes. Dustin goes and stuff. And
High Note's a nice place to go.
She'll be fine. Little did I know that my so-called friend, who I hadn't seen in a while.
Judas.
He's the fucking Heartland heartthrob.
I know. If I would have known you would have been there, I would have been like, "Molly, you can't go because the heartthrob's
I have a
this
feeling
is,
he's
going to
have
This is why I feel bad
new...
for Blake especially because I didn't say anything about me being there that night until I got there.
Right. Right. I had no idea that he was going to go. I would be like,
and I was just like, "Hey, just me and your wife hanging out without you. Yeah. Wish you were here. To stop this.
Which message did you get first? Did you get Molly's or Brett's first?
Oh, no, I got Brett's first. And that's what I think is he was trying to keep himself out of trouble, so he brought it up first.
He was getting out in front of it. Yeah.
I like to play the victim.
You're a smart guy.
I hope you enjoyed the heartthrob nickname, because next time you're on the show, I have a feeling it's going to be something else.
the marriage crumbler.
The heart dick
dickthrob.
Well, you know, and it was, you know, when I got, you could tell by her message, she was a little bit tipsy. She was a little bit tipsy. I know when she gets tipsy, she gets a little excited, I guess you would say. And so I just want
to
know.
She was pretty happy to see me that night,
I
would say.
I want you to, right here.
You're
on,
making it worse.
On, you know, this is going out to thousands and millions of people. Mm-hmm. Did you kiss my wife?
We almost did. But we did not. We were leaning in to, I think we were both like getting ready to say goodbye to each other, and it was so loud in there that we both realized, hey, we've got to like yell in the other person's ear. And, you know, because we are kindred spirits and like-minded and always on the same page about everything, we leaned in, both took the same direction towards each other, and made that awkward eye contact and then stepped back. And was like, "Hey, I was just going to tell you, have a great evening, ma'am." And
ma'am.
It looks like you're trying to kiss me.
So,
and she gave me the same look and asked me the same thing.
So what you're telling me is she was trying to instigate a sexual pass at you.
I think she brought it up. You know, she knew that it was an awkward, not a kissing moment, but she asked me, "Were you trying to kiss me?" Because I think she was trying to.
Right, she was trying to play it off.
Hmm.
I have a jury of my peers here. I'd like to know from each of you, who do you think is in the right and who do you think is in the wrong in this? Molly or Brett? Jason?
Oh, man, put me on the spot here. Only because Molly's not in the room to hit me or make a pass at me, I will say that Brett is in the right.
Thank you.
Ooh, okay.
Thank you.
Dustin?
Yeah, I'm going to go the same. That was a good answer. I'm going to go with the same.
All right. So 2 points for Brett, points for
Molly.
I mean,
he's sitting next to me. He accepted my friend request on Facebook. We're friends.
You're kindred spirits.
Absolutely. We are no kindred bias. Spirits of the adult rectangle table over there.
Absolutely no bias. I'm on Brett's side. The heartland heartthrob. I think that Brett is in the right. Yeah.
You think that Molly was
He can't
the,
help it.
Molly,
he exudes.
He's
the heartthrob. Yes.
He exudes testosterone. Yeah, he's a magnet. He's
all
right,
look. It's out of his control.
He's not the self-proclaimed heartland
That's
heartthrob.
True.
You
That's
guys
true.
Made me who I am today.
I had a dream
I
once.
Didn't want to be this guy.
Yeah,
I didn't want to be just sucking in everyone's wives at bars.
Sucking in everyone's wives.
I'll accept
all right,
it.
There we go.
All right. Well, so basically that means I have to divorce Molly.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right. Well, that takes care of that.
Could you, as your friend, I would like to know, just keep me updated how it's going and let me know when it's final because I want to be there for you.
Right.
Be there for something.
Yeah.
You want to be there for me.
I'm a great rebound guy.
So, me and you're going to have a relationship? Or
if you want.
All right. That sounds delicious to me.
Oh, boy. I like that story. I like that we told that story, too. You know what else I like? One of the last episodes we had, we did our spaghetti western, and I think it went over very well. So this is our second installment. I would say hit the intro. Rolling, rolling.
gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's saddle up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas.
Well, when we last left our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice, he was about to duel with Dastardly Dirk and the Dingle Boys, with Deputy Orville Possum Shivers by his side, and his girl Peggy watching nervously from the swinging doors of the saloon. Let's rejoin our hero as he attempts to restore order in the town of Hatchet Wound, Texas.
All right, Sheriff Justice. You're about to have your last glimpse of the Texas sunset. You better soak it in.
Dastardly Dirk. I wasn't born yesterday. I'm facing east, so I'd have to turn around to see the sunset. And that's when you'd shoot me right in the back.
No! No, Dick, don't do this!
Peggy, I said to stay in the saloon. This ain't no place for a lady.
Peggy, come over here and lean up against me. I'll protect you.
Enough! It is time for you to meet your maker, Sheriff Dick Justice.
Okay, Dirk. Go ahead and count to three.
One. Two. Wait, are we drawing on three or after three? You know, like one, two, three, draw, or one, two, draw.
I didn't think of that. I don't care. It's up to you. Goddamn gun. It does it to me every time.
Come on, guys. It's getting dark. And Peggy is heavy.
Hey! Are you calling me fat?
Okay, okay, okay. We'll draw after three. One. Two.
Everyone drop your guns right now. Or I'll blow every stinking one of y'all to smithereens.
Well, I'll be, if it's not Senior Hector Dirty Sanchez. He's the fastest gunslinger south of the border. He also loves to eat those pink tacos.
Are you kidding me? Do you mind? We are trying to have a duel here.
I have been riding for weeks to find Sheriff Justice. We have a little unsettled business. You remember Justice? You remember that night in Juarez? You shot my brother in cold blood.
Your brother ain't nothing but a low-down, dirty dog. He broke the law, and he's got to pay.
Hector, your brother stole a mariachi record, if I remember correctly.
Hello! Again, we are trying to have a duel here, you fools. I'm getting a little tired of all this blah, blah, blah. We're going to take care of this right now!
Well, then I guess it has just become a three-way.
One, two, three!
Move him on, hit him up, move him on, hit him up, rawhide!
Holy! That's all for now, young cowpokes. Be sure to tune in next time to see what happens on an all-new harrowing adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Shame Dick time, Shame Dick channel.
Holy shit, that was the biggest gunshot I've ever seen. I have no idea what's going
to
happen.
Dude, shit is getting real.
I know.
I don't ever listen to this show, but I'm going to keep doing it now to see what happens in this series.
I am hooked.
Jesus Christ.
This is better than Breaking Bad.
Dastardly Dirk's the shit.
And now there's a new villain, Hector.
Yeah, where'd he come
from? Is he a villain, or is he...
Right, we don't even know yet.
He's the understood guy.
God, this is pretty intense. And it went so fast. It was like we had...
Yeah, that was pretty quick.
It was really, really...
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire, like on the edge of your seat. Like, we got plenty of time to fuck around.
Man. Peggy sounds hot.
I'd do her.
I don't know.
I'd do
even
her.
With a stump.
I'm sure Brett Conlon would have sex with her.
I'd do her with her stump.
Okay, that's a good
Not
question.
Not many people I wouldn't have sex with.
I hear you. That is a good question you bring up, Chase. If you met a girl at a club, it was dark, you're dancing,
yeah.
And she's standing there next to the bar, and you get a drink, and you're just talking to her, and you guys hit it off really good.
Yeah.
And then you're like, hey, why don't you go home with me? You know, see how the night goes. So you get her home, and you guys start to make out and stuff, and you put your hand down.
And she's a man.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, sorry.
That bit's been done before. No, but, you know, you start getting hot and heavy. The pants come off, and she's got a wooden leg. Dustin, do you continue and still have sex with her?
I'd like to think I could look beyond that. I mean, you know.
There's amazing things you could do with just...
I would just want to tell my friends I fucked a chick with a
right.
Big leg.
Right. Well, and my thing is think of all the extra positions that you don't have two legs to get away on.
When I'm trying to get off with a lady, I'm thinking, man, I wish I had some extra positions.
If it were just the average modern prosthetic, I'd probably be like, meh. Nah, not for this guy. If it were a wooden pirate peg,
yeah.
Would you have her leave it on then?
I'd be like, leave it on.
Where's the
talk like a pirate?
You could always use the leg, like if you're not getting the job done.
Yeah, like if you're
getting would you mind if I just use your leg? And,
yeah, if you're getting tired, you know, you know,
is this thing coated in lacquer?
If you have a whiskey limp cop knob.
I don't want you to get any splinters.
Hey, call back.
Where is the chopped? Where's the leg end? Is it below the knee? Is it?
Yeah, it's right below the knee. There's about 4 inches below the knee is where it rounds off.
It's got a helical.
I would go for it. I want her to be like Oscar Pistorius, though, and have that like runner's blade.
That
down
should
there.
Kill you.
Whoa.
Like a go-go gadget leg.
Oscar Pistorius.
She could kill me, I guess. Yeah. I would stay out of the bathroom, I suppose.
The Blade Runner.
Does that make me sick for bringing that question up?
No.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, no.
Oh, no.
Nope.
No. Okay.
Uh-uh.
Not at all.
When was the last time you actually picked a girl up? Like, what did you do to pick
like
a girl up?
Physically lifted her up?
Yeah, every weekend I like to go
just one of those,
pick up a girl.
Dream moments from the movies where you're carrying her like off into the sunset into a lovely cabin to make love.
When was the last time you were you picked up a woman in a club or at a party, Dustin?
Yeah.
Wow.
At a club?
Or a party or...
You know, all those clubs you go to.
Yeah. You know, a discotheque. Hey,
we'll dance
I'm
on
a wild and crazy guy. No, I... the last few have just been, like, talking on Facebook.
Just
it's
dropping
like, hey,
to your lap.
What's up? You know, yeah, like, Michelle, I knew when we were kids. And it was just, like, when I got divorced, we got back in touch. And it's like, hey, what's up? I haven't talked to you in a decade, and now we're dating. So.
I understand we're going around and asking this question, but I got to intervene real quick. Facebook. You met up back up with her on Facebook.
Yeah.
I had a buddy who was, and I'm going to say
I knew who she was before, so it wasn't like I was
right, but still, yeah.
Getting into something I had no
Well, maybe
idea.
I'll make this more general for everyone. My friend, he said he used to get laid a lot more when he was utilizing MySpace, when that was popular. He was able to talk. They had looser rules about talking to women. He would have sex with more women from MySpace, and he's got a tougher time doing that on Facebook. Can anyone confirm or deny that is the case?
I haven't checked my MySpace in a very long time, but now I'm going to.
Well, I mean, since the turn,
I'm very intrigued now.
Since the great migration from MySpace to Facebook, he has noticed a void, if you
He's
will.
Also gotten older.
Probably because most people using Facebook now that were using MySpace are probably in their mid-40s and probably... And, you know, facing menopause and all that
well,
bullshit.
It's not that old, is it?
In your 40s? Yeah.
I know that...
Mid-40s.
I know that Facebook worked really well for my ex-wife because she got in touch with a guy that she went to school with and had an affair and...
can we get her on
now
the
Now they're married.
Let's get her in the studio.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm sure she'll
interview
be
interview the fuck
so
out
So it worked
her.
Out really well for her then.
Oh, yeah, and his name is Blake, so kind of... Yeah,
that is
easy. Does it?
That's wow. Cool.
Maybe he would get one of those Halloween masks of your face and wear it on himself. Yes. While you're...
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Fuck,
man,
up.
You're just all about the callbacks.
Molly actually asked me last weekend if I was ever interested in changing my name.
Oh, I thought you were like, if she, yeah, wearing a mask of him. I thought that's where you were going.
When's the last time you picked up a girl in a club?
In a club? I don't think I've ever
or a bar
a club before.
Let me buy you a drink. We in club.
Yeah.
Let's dance all night to discotheque
yes.
music.
Yeah. I honestly.
How do you meet girls nowadays? I mean, I'm married. I'm old.
I just stand at the merch table afterwards and they come up and they're like,
nice.
Amen,
I love you.
Brett. Amen, Brett. Chase's MO.
Amen.
Chase, that's.
Merch table. Email list. The email, like, put your email list here. We'll keep in touch with you.
Yeah. I think a lot of guys.
I just have a Snapchat list because I want to see what I'm.
Guys spend
into.
Time working on their bodies and their pickup lines. These guys, while both very physically fit, You don't have to do that. You don't have to work on your pickup. Your pickup line is the years and that you put into your musical skills, and that brings the ladies in, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll tell you a funny story about the last time I tried to pick up a girl in a bar. I was back in my hometown, and there was this girl that I was going to high school with a long time ago, and I was like, man, I've always had a crush on this chick. And I was so drunk, I went up to her and dropped a beer bottle. It smashed all over the floor and cut her feet because she was wearing sandals. Man, total fool of myself.
Die Hard style.
That was the last time I tried.
Let me suck on them toes. I'll suck the blood out.
Oh, here, shit.
Let me make a tourniquet with my penis.
Jeez.
Well, that's taking it a bit far.
Oh, Chase. I should have became a guitar player or a drummer or something.
You should have.
Chase, you've been making any penis tourniquets lately?
No, but he's at the merch table. He just sits at the merch table. After his show, he's all sweaty. Girls love the sweat.
You know how many sweaty hugs I give? It's disgusting.
The leather pants
don't hug
just,
me. It's gross.
They usually have to cut me out of the leather pants because the sweat's making them stick.
Exactly.
God, we need a merch table, Jason.
What is your leather pants budget yearly, if I can ask?
About 5,000.
Can you help?
5,000 yen?
No, 5,000 pairs of pants.
Yen? Is that what you said? Chinese yen is what you said?
That's what I'm doing my Great Wall tour.
I think Blake wants to start a merch table. What should we do, Blake?
I think
you've got merchandise.
We got cozies. Koozies.
Yeah. This is what we should do. Okay.
Put a koozie
let me give you a
tip.
Don't have your wife sit next to you at the merch table. Then the girls aren't that interested.
Or don't have your wife run the merch table.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of guys make the mistake. I've got this all figured out now.
If you're trying to sell merch to guys, having a girl run your merch table is a good thing. You got to know your demographic.
What about two merch tables?
Oh,
his and hers.
Shirts genius. On and shirts off?
Like the band?
Locks of love. God damn it. You're a genius. Like I'm going to implement this tomorrow.
And should we have our dicks out?
Yeah.
I think you should be up front with what you got.
I think you should show some lower ball cleavage.
Oh, good idea, buffered lower. By a bad idea.
Does it matter what kind of merch you have?
Well, yeah.
If you're selling cock rings and stuff, you want to model them.
At the merch table, you're selling lingerie and blah, blah, blah. At the chick merch table, you're selling the average Joe t-shirt, koozie bullshit, blah, blah.
And are the
cock rings?
Is the stuff at the girls merch table should be cheaper, right?
Shadows Incorporated dildos, $5.
I just write Shadows Incorporated on my dick and just shove it in here. I'll go home with you.
You gotta find the girl that you're wanting to try to get with, and you know, say, hey, you know what? Just have a T-shirt, have this.
Yeah. Oh, give it.
That's the plus side of standing at your own.
And then when she
table.
Watches you charge everyone else, she's like, oh, he must be.
This is blowing my mind.
So much good info here.
Jesus.
This is why you guys are on the show.
You're welcome to my next performance, my next gig. Bring an IBWIP merch table to the next Shadows Inc. gig. Set up shop. And we're going to run this very strategically.
Just don't tell her what IBWIP stands for, because she'll think you have her herpes.
Right. Dustin, I got a great idea. Next time Shadows Inc. plays...
I win when I play.
Yeah, there you go. That doesn't quite make sense, but, you know.
When I play. Maybe you can just work their merch table for them.
That's what I'm thinking is it possible that, like, during the show you could announce that, like... Me and Dustin, like right now, our rotator cuffs are out, and so we're not playing, but we're members of the band, but we're at the merch table.
I mean,
you need to find some girl that's really interested in the band, and then you say, you know what, I'll take you back to meet him. And
Chase has got plenty of those.
The dark back of their Ford Windstar minivan. And then say, I don't know where they're at, but it's just me and you now.
Can you, Chase, can you disclose, you don't have to name any names. But can you disclose the last time you picked up a young lady and had sex with her that night after meeting her at your merch table?
After being at my merch table?
Yes.
Man, I don't know if I can say this.
Were you dressed as a hobo?
I don't know if I can.
All we want is her address and social security number. That's all we want.
You're going to fuck my game up
so basically,
so bad.
Blake's married and he doesn't have a life. But let's fuck everybody else's love life up too.
Did you wear a clown nose when you did it?
That narrows it down.
Honk, honk.
It is interesting that thing was missing after the show.
Exactly.
Where did it go?
I'm going to show you.
It squeaked.
Yeah.
It squeaked.
I've been watching him draw this the whole time and laughing my ass off. He's over here drawing pictures of him and Molly running through rainbows.
All right, well, we're going to go. We'll go to a song before this gets out of hand. I gotta check out this picture.
This is a song by a guy who I heard likes to do a lot of acid and sleep with small Irish women. His name's Billy Cook, and the song's called Shade.
You want the IBWIP? You can't handle the IBWIP.
That's what I said.
I said, if you find my body underneath the tree, you can bury me, you can bury me, and I won't be ashamed. And I said, if you see my dog, tell him I won't bite, tell him I won't bite. I said, if you see my dog, tell him I won't bite, tell him I won't bite, and again I might.
Tried not to contact the show. How's that working out for you, huh? Now's the time to really let the red-blooded Americans over here at IBWIP know how you feel. Contact the show at blake@ibwip.com or check out our complete catalog of episodes at iTunes.com, Stitcher, Smart Radio, or, of course, IBWIP.com. And if you really want to dig deep, get up-to-the-minute deets on the Podcasting God's Daily Life, that's me, ongoing as he, what is it this? Frantically posts on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Vine. Whew. Enjoy the fruits of our labor.
Fruits.
Do you fear this man's invention that they call atomic power? Are we all in great confusion? Do we know the time or hour? When a terrible explosion may rain down upon our land, leaving horrible destruction, blotting out the works of man. Are you ready?
Are you ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet Savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire rains from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power?
There is one way to escape it. Be prepared to meet the Lord. Give your heart and soul soul to Jesus, he will be your shielding sword. He will surely stand beside you, and you'll never taste of death, for your soul will fly to safety and eternal peace and rest. Are you ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire rains from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power? An army who can conquer all the enemy's great band. It's a regiment of Christians guided by the Savior's hand. When the mushroom of destruction falls in all its fury great, God will surely save his children from that awful, awful fate. Are you ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire rains from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power?
Go. If you don't know who the Lovin' Brothers are, then fuck you.
Tell us how you really
The Great cool. Atomic Power by the Lovin' Brothers.
That's a great song.
That is a great song.
It's great that that was... You made up for...
Oh my.
I think you made up tremendously for last week's disarray.
Yeah.
By doing that one.
Most certainly. Most certainly.
Oh, well, I'm God, my back's been really bothering me. So
are you on anything?
Yeah, I'm on some painkillers that my grandmother gave me, so I'm sure they're really good. But I think I need Chase and Dustin to help, like, carry me into
We're halfway through the show. Are you serious,
dude? It's burning the shit out of me.
I got his butt.
Okay, that's all right. Anyway, because we're limited on seating here, I guess Brett and I can take care of the rest of the show. For
definitely, fine. That's no surprise. Usually, every time I'm on the show, Blake disappears. Out or
it's up to you and I anyway.
Leaves
most
the room
of the time.
At some point, yeah.
Your safety is and health is first on my list.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Hey, I appreciate it.
Let's get
and if you want, just pass it on the couch tonight, and I'll make sure Molly gets
Dustin,
to bed.
Let's get Blake out of here real quick.
All right.
Let's go. Come on.
Oh, man. All that noise means they're moving.
Oh, shit. He's heavier than I thought. Oh.
Let's bring in our special guests here. From time to time, we do interviews on the show, and this one is no exception. Please welcome to the show, all the way from Grand Forks Research Company at the University of North Dakota, Doctors Eugene Fillmore, Gil Hensley, and Philip Shaw.
Hey, hello, how are you doing today?
How are you guys?
Good guys. How are you?
We're doing great. We're doing very great.
Outstanding.
How about you over there, Philip Shaw?
Hello.
It's a familiar voice.
Where are you guys from? You guys have very similar voices and accents.
Well, we just spent a lot of time in the lab, you know, just doing work, just getting things done.
We're pretty much just live in the lab.
Yeah.
Well, we got you on here because right now the Ebola virus is such a hot topic. It's such a hot topic right now, and you and your facility in North Dakota is working very closely with it. How did Grand Forks facility get involved with this research?
Can I take this one?
Go for it.
Well, from time to time, there's research money that is needed, and let's just say me and my boys here, we... You know, did some favors for some people so we could get that grant, and we've been working on the Ebola virus for about 42 weeks now.
42 weeks, and this is a research grant that you did something to earn?
Yes. Do we want
to? Desperate times call for desperate measures. That's all that you need to really know. But we're doing some serious research here. So
I understand some of this stuff can be weaponized and confidential. Yeah. So I totally get that. If you guys can't go into some,
anything can be weaponized if you really want it to be.
That is true. I can't even bring my whittling knife on a plane anymore.
And that's because of us.
Yeah.
Because of guys like you.
Yes. We made sure that you know the amazing things you can do to kill people with. With the knife. So, and whittling is bad for it. It causes to get
whittling cracked. Gives you carpal tunnel. It's not even worth your time.
Just we did many studies on carpal tunnel.
I like to whittle on the plane, and I was initially mad at you for not allowing me to do it because it's clearly your fault as you admitted to it. But now I'm going to thank you because I don't have carpal tunnel syndrome.
There's a list called the plane whittlers list.
Mm-hmm.
You should just try to stay off of that.
But a lot of people get carpal tunnel for other reasons.
I haven't. I can tell you how I got it.
All right, let's stay on track.
Pull your shit together, gentlemen.
Sorry.
We're on the radio.
Sorry.
Ebola kills thousands of people in Africa every year. Why is it gaining so much momentum right now?
Because it's because it's affecting Americans.
Yes, there's this place called quote unquote America that people are really upset if one person gets sick.
Do you remember AIDS?
Autoimmune deficiency.
That's it.
Syndrome? Is it gone?
It's just no. You're asking how it got over here.
How did it get? Yeah, how did it get here?
It's the same way AIDS did.
Took a plane.
It was not from a monkey. It was rats.
People say it was people having sex with monkeys. That's
been incorrect.
De facto? No,
exactly correct.
That's it.
You're saying it's exactly correct.
That is not correct at all.
No.
How often do you guys disagree and agree about certain theories?
Usually never. Just about AIDS.
You never agree. Do you? What do you say?
Who's
do you never
this
agree?
Guy here? Who's this guy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Locks of Love Jason.
No, the one that questioned our integrity.
This other guy over here is Heartland Heartthrob, Brett Conlon.
Heartland Heartthrob.
He probably has
this
AIDS.
Is what science is about.
He looks like he has
theory
AIDS.
And
I hate to
debate.
Kiss him.
I've lived a pretty risky life.
Well, AIDS is the new diabetes, they say, because you
your
can
beard.
Live with it.
It's pronounced diabetes.
I'm
and
sorry.
Really, and to be honest with you, AIDS isn't a big deal anymore.
Not
it's all
compared to Ebola.
Magic Johnson cured it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's cool to have
right.
now.
Yeah, it's hip.
It's a fashionable disease. Would you agree with that?
I would say it's a socially trending thing. But anyway, let's get back on.
We're
to
hoping
the
to make
jazz.
Ebola the next AIDS.
Yeah, we hoping we hashtag it.
Hashtag
on every
Ebola.
One of our posts.
I know it's kind of a sick thing to say, and you know, pardon the pun, sick that more people will get ill from Ebola. But in the long run, that'll mean more research money for your facility. I imagine.
Almost definitely.
Oh.
We have a license to get ill.
That's a real joke.
Yeah. Freaking Mike D over here.
We try to be funny.
It's working. It's working
know,
in spades.
We know what we want to get. We want to get the information out to the kids and to be. We got to be hip. And so we use the reference from
those Beastie Boys.
Oh, they were.
How much research
really
took
like
place
that.
In the.
We cut that guy's cancer out of his neck. Boys. Remember?
That Adam Yauch passed away. I don't think that worked out very well.
Well, we took it out afterwards so we could study.
He had a beard like a billy goat.
I got a petri dish and a little bit I left over if anybody wants.
So that's probably worth something, by the way. 1980s, cocaine, fashionable drug. 90s kind of moved into heroin. I think we're back to cocaine now. Are you saying that Ebola is the fashionable disease to have?
Well, you know, the government. Oh, should I tell them?
Yeah, go for it.
Go, yeah.
Fuck it.
The government wants to make everybody panic. And, like, with AIDS, everybody panicked. Gay people stopped having sex and turned straight.
Well, they didn't stop having
well,
sex.
Well, they did it with rubbers and stuff. But, and so now there's, you know, like you said, Magic Johnson. So now it's cool, right? It's no big deal. So the government was like, hey.
If you get AIDS, you can win an NBA championship.
Right. So now, like, the government's like, we got to scare these people.
Remember how
we have
powerful
to what these people?
It was in the early 80s.
So
are you
saying that Ebola is like the
going.
New underground trend that everybody wants to hop on before anybody else?
Ebola is very serious. Don't get me wrong. But the reason why it's so important right now is because election time is coming.
Oh, so you have to be on the right side of the issue to advance in politics?
Who's going to stop it? Who's going to stop it?
We're not going to stop it.
The Democrats or the Republicans?
We can't stop Ebola. It's gonna get everywhere.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Hey-o.
You're on a roll today.
I have jokes. A question for you guys, and it doesn't pertain to my life at all, but is it sexually transmitted?
Of course. No.
Duh.
Do you puke on your partners? Or
only
or
that is an important question.
Transmit
we're going
fecal
to
matter.
I have a very sensitive gag reflex, and
Brett, please don't beat around
off.
The bush.
I gotta say,
bush.
He said bush.
Ebola Ebola.
In French. You were doing the
Ebola,
French.
Ebola, yeah. I'm sorry. I've been doing French podcasts for the past 2 or 3 weeks here. You just got to bear with me.
It was fun when we were in France.
I know.
I saw one
underpants. Oddly enough, it tastes pretty all right.
Ebola tastes all right?
Yeah.
You've had enough of the Ebola that you've been able to...
How do you harness just a taste of Ebola? Is it like liquid Ebola?
We got a little Petri dish, a little foam in it.
Stick your tongue in there?
You're essentially in the lab doing shots of Ebola.
It's gluten-free.
Yeah, that's important.
Completely gluten. Gluten-free.
Flavin.
I worry about gluten, but I also really worry about gluten.
Man. Gluten's a
word. It's gluten and gluten.
it's all
gluten
right.
Free, Gutenberg free, but Steve Gutenberg free.
It's pretty close, but it tastes a lot.
Oh
like
my god,
chocolate.
You guys! He's trying to be serious here. What was the question again? I'll answer it.
I have a lot of listeners. Blake has built up such an empire here that he has so many listeners, and they want the issues that matter. And this is an issue right now that does matter. So if you guys could stop referencing hip hop songs and tasting Ebola, we have some serious.
You're the
questions.
One who brought up that Police Academy guy.
I do love Police Academy, and I hear they're remaking
it. I missed that.
And if they could get Gutenberg back in the mix, yeah.
Oh.
Steve Gutenberg is the best.
3 men and a baby.
That's right. Remember that ghost in that movie?
Remember that.
Son of a bitch.
Maybe I shouldn't talk about
that. What are the common misconceptions people have about this virus?
One of the misconceptions is that only black people can get it. It's not true.
That's sickle cell.
Right. That's sickle cell anemia. And
that is not Ebola.
Right.
Are they related or?
No.
No. One you get because you're black. The other one... You get because you get poop in your eye.
Then why even bring up sickle cell? Just because...
You asked.
Because people, it's a common misconception that black people get it?
Hey, I'm just trying to help you learn things.
I feel like I'm getting more confused as we go on.
And diabetes.
What other misconceptions are there about the Ebola virus?
You know, Ebola. I like to call it Ebola.
Well, I mean, I call it Iraq. What do you call it?
Yeah, it's commonly...
That fly died. If
passes from being to being, from bodily fluid to bodily fluid. And if you puke or spit or bleed on somebody, you're gonna get it.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
No matter how much latex you use, you're gonna get it.
So it's sexually transmitted.
Oh my god.
That fly, I just smacked it. I think it's dying of Ebola.
Oh, here, quick, put it in a Petri dish. We'll take it back to the lamp.
just leave the fly
I can't
alone.
Believe you guys smacked
it. It's a contaminated specimen.
You guys, come on. You guys, come.
Are you okay?
Jesus.
I didn't mean to make you laugh that much.
I think one of the doctors just, oh, Jesus. Literally picked up the fly and threw it at me. And now he is alive. He's walking around.
Do you worry about having live specimen?
Ebola can be cured.
That's our lab rat, Jeffrey. Don't worry about him.
We named him after the giraffe from Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wow. What kind
I just want to be a Toys R Us kid.
You may have been the wrong scientist to ask to be on the show.
Are you a scientist?
I am not a scientist.
Well, then I think you should be quiet.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
You guys want to interview yourselves?
Well, you're the one who.
Here's
the
fun fact about Ebola. You can snort it.
I suppose that is a fun fact.
You can cut lines of it and snort it.
You've never heard of a toot of Ebola?
You won't
No, I've not.
You won't have a single sad thought. Not a single sad thought.
Wow,
Well, that's mostly because you'll be bleeding out of your ass.
6 or 7 Ebola bumps and you're on your way to the top.
To the moon, Alice.
Ha!
I just want to say that's his theory. I have not subscribed to this one. He has some alternative science.
I'm a new age, second scientific revolution kind of guy.
You know how Jenny McCarthy says that
she's
like,
awful.
Vaccines created autism. Well, he's over here snorting Ebola.
Just testing things out, trying to cancel out variables and everything.
Jason, you should try to get control of the situation.
I feel as though perhaps I should. Brett, can you and I take a quick sidebar here? If all of you guys could just like turn around for a second. And
oh, sure.
We'll just,
Of course.
Earmuffs.
Brett, I feel like specifically me, I'm losing control of this interview. What do you think we should be doing here?
I think with these sassy scientists, there's no way to get them back on track. And I blame Blake for even asking them on the show.
I didn't listen to anything you said past Sassy Scientist. I almost have constantly a list of adjectives running through my head, and Sassy Scientist is the exact right one that I would use.
It really rolls off the tongue nicely.
Alliteration is key.
I think what's key for me and you here is, one, don't snort any Ebola.
Dude, these guys are nuts.
And they're getting a little, like... I'm not sure they're okay.
I got a few more questions. They do seem to be coughing a lot. They
do.
I've got a couple quick questions.
I think you should take advantage of this silence to ask them a very serious question.
Let's blow through the rest of these questions and get them out of here. All right, guys. Sorry, please go ahead and turn around here.
Oh, what's up?
Yeah, shift the chair appropriately.
We're back.
What kind of update can you guys give all of our listeners about the future of Ebola and the advances being made to help combat it?
Eat your carrots. Yeah, well, you know, just keep going when the going gets tough.
Mm-hmm. Keep going when the going gets tough. That's what I mean.
Wait. Guys, come on. They're trying to have a serious podcast. They want to tell people about Ebola. I mean, we've been working for 42 months on this.
Haven't slept much. I'm a little loopy. Be honest.
Okay, Jason.
All you guys have come up with so far is blind optimism and carrots. Is that right?
Okay.
And Beastie Boys.
Okay.
Cough right into the mic if possible.
Okay, go ahead and ask.
You're coming down with something.
Okay.
You got it? Okay.
He who smelt it, dealt it. I think that's what we came up with.
I think that was our final
hypothesis.
With Ebola, he who smelt it, dealt it.
How much Ebola have all of you snorted?
I told you. Haven't snorted it.
Seven
full Ebola?
Seven Petri dishes full of Ebola. Seven different Ebola viruses.
Seven Ebola.
Now, all this new information and knowledge that you guys have gained at your facility, specifically the carrots, I would assume, does this mean that the virus...
They're high in riboflavin.
I think we've established that the Ebola virus is on site to the point where you're sniffing it and licking Petri dishes. Is that right?
Add a little salt.
Well,
You get
bored.
I'm no Sassy Scientist, Jason.
Right.
But could it be possible that you've infected yourselves with the virus?
You probably have Ebola in your beard.
Is that true? Brent, you think you have Ebola?
Well, I'm still not sure as to how it gets transferred. I mean, if there was...
Facial hair does not help.
Well, we didn't bring the suits.
If there was hair-to-hair contact between my beard and another bushel of hair...
Okay,
a bushel of hair.
What a lot of people don't know is hair follicles are very, very sensitive to.
They like to cling to hair. The Ebola, it's like crabs.
Do you guys feel like you've taken all the necessary precautions to feel that you, like?
I
no
wore
risk?
A mask.
Oh boy!
Definitely not.
What kind of E-burpa. Mask did you wear specifically?
A dental dam.
Well, we had our suits. our suits on for a minute or two, but you can't snort it with the hazmat mask on.
Now, that's the only thing that you said that logically makes sense so far is that you cannot snort something through a mask.
It's true. Yeah. Okay, he tried. Believe
I want to say, Dr. Eugene.
Is there a need to have this thing lit?
We should put that thing out,
Dr. Eugene.
Yes, Dr. Eugene. That's me.
Right. You've been coughing quite a bit the past few minutes. Do we have any reason here to be nervous about your personal health?
There's a lot of things that we didn't know about Ebola when we started, okay? And as the head scientist in this project, I took it upon myself to lead the team in a number of experiments. And... I'm starting to, in the past couple weeks, I've started to notice that I have some of the Ebola traits.
Those are very similar to just like the flu traits, though, too, right? I mean, it's not...
Oh, vomiting uncontrollably is one?
I had diarrhea the other day.
Diarrhea is one? Coughing is one?
Bleeding a lot.
Yeah, like out of his eyeballs.
You've been bleeding a lot?
Out of his eyeballs.
Yeah.
Out of his eyeballs.
Shit.
I just had diarrhea.
Jesus. Good God. Are you telling us right now on the air that you guys have Ebola?
I said nothing of the sort.
Well, we'll put some variables together. Odds are between the three of us, there's a two or three Ebola here.
And one of the things,
probably
one of the things that,
number one.
One of the things that we've learned about Ebola is it can be transmitted through audio.
Hold on, say that again.
I wasn't supposed to tell.
It's like the Ring.
We have.
Did you see the movie The Ring?
I saw The Ring.
Well, they saw the video. And then things happened.
You can get it.
So you're saying...
Stop beating around. Tell me again what you just said. We can record this. We're recording it right now. We'll go back and listen to it if you have to, but tell me what you just said again. You can listen. You can get it how?
Through audio devices.
So you're saying that any one of the five people listening right now could be infected.
That is correct.
That's correct. Because we didn't wear our suits.
Well, we didn't wear our suits. It travels through sine waves, isochronic tones, and binaural beats.
With the pointing box.
Everything that happens to every word you say, if you've got it, travels out my mouth into your ears.
Including
and is processed into your brain, turns into a peptide, and travels through a receptor in your red blood cells, and then that's how you contract the Ebola.
I can tell I'm being affected because I'm doing weird voices with the pudding and the Ebola.
So you guys are potentially infecting all of our listener with Ebola?
Maybe.
Didn't think about that.
As a scientist who studies this daily and travels around talking about it on French podcasts, you didn't think about that?
Probably should have thought this out better.
Something you guys should probably invest in is pop filters, because pop filters filter Ebola.
Oh, 20% of it.
20% of Ebola is filtered through a pop filter on the microphone.
Brett, you feeling okay? You don't look so hot, buddy.
I'm just getting a lot of beads of sweat running down my forehead, and
you don't look good.
I don't feel good. But I feel like I've been really close to the mic this whole time we've been doing this interview.
You have headphones on?
I have headphones.
That's an audio device. Oh Jesus!
And there's
guys.
Probably quarantine this bearded fella.
We should probably leave.
It's you should probably go.
Okay.
Fault. You guys need to head to a local hospital ASAP. And at this point in the interview,
good luck.
I would normally say thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
No.
I'm glad you had us here. It's really nice. We put out a fire while we were here.
I'm glad we could be.
I feel like when you put out that fire, you just blew your Ebola germs everywhere.
Hashtag Ebola. Remember that. It's trending.
I'm going to try to forget everything about this interview.
Listen, all y'all, it's a sabotage.
It certainly feels that way.
We still flip and fly.
Brett, are you able to, in your current state, are you able to read the upcoming release
schedule?
I'm
going to lick your face.
I'm okay to do it.
Yeah. All right, guys. Let's go. All right, buddy. Let's go, guys. We got to let them do their job.
I just want to let you guys know about the upcoming release schedule. Episode 162, Sasquatch Crotch. It's now available. Episode 163, Heather and Vanessa celebrate Vanessa's 35th, 35th birthday.
That's now available as well.
Episode 164, this episode.
Hey, what? he's overselling it.
I think so. Blake, you want to read the rest of the schedule?
Inevitably titled... Never Again, Maybe, will be available Friday, November 7th.
Brett, watch it.
I think if I make it that long, I'll be happy to hear it.
I think you'd be happy to. Why don't you let Blake finish this up?
Blake, if you're back, I just want to sit back. I think I'm going to smoke a Winston and I'll feel better.
Oh, sure.
One last Winston.
Episode 156 will be our next live episode. It'll be on Monday, November 10th, and be released on Friday, November 14th. And don't forget that Friday, November 7th, is Bittersweet Chocolate with Almond Day. I remember a time before almonds, before any nuts, when a man could stand silently in the corner of his own kitchen and enjoy nothing but bittersweet chocolate. And now this, a holiday celebrating the abomination of adding almonds to the once pure and innocent cocoa. Also, what? Cocoa, right?
Cacao.
Also, we have we here at IBWIP are continuously cruel. What? continuously cruel and stone-hearted. It is only on November 13th, World
Kindness Day that we take a break from pushing down the elderly, clogging public toilets and bathrooms, and putting our grocery carts in the corral. I can't say corrals. Backwards to give our fellow man a helping hand.
You just said it.
I think stuttering is also a symptom of Ebola.
Also, please remember to submit your mystery tags and fan feedback. I'm sure you'll have plenty on this one to be read live, as well as your questions and comments for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear, please tell three friends before they get Ebola. Wilson. Before they get Ebola.
Damn volleyball guy. Oh, Ebola.
Oh.
Blake, how's your back?
The back's better. Hey.
We carried him in, so
thanks,
it better
guys.
Be better.
Hey, I'm back.
Molly put some salve on it. So.
Ooh, I watched. Sorry, Brett.
Hey, those scientist guys you guys had here didn't look so hot. They were stumbling on their way out.
They were sweaty and
long story short, they have Ebola, and both Brett and I now have it. And
wait,
now all
what?
Of you, now
what?
All of you have Ebola.
The fuck?
I'm not feeling so great after those guys left.
Should we split?
Brett, can you go out back and die? And then, yes, the rest of you,
you know,
will split.
Somebody once told me that outside of Blake's house,
there is a cemetery.
It was a great place. It's the most popular cemetery in Pekin.
Brett, how many albums do you have out?
People are just dying to get in there.
Dying to get in? That's awful.
Oh, way to bring it back.
Are we in the Borscht
like
Belt?
3 years.
Shit.
Oh, Brett, how many albums do you have out?
Right now, none.
So your first album will be your posthumous album, is that right?
It's going to be like a, you know, like...
A tribute album.
like a Picasso kind of thing, like, you know...
Yeah, just like
my family's
Picasso,
gonna
right.
make lots of money.
Yeah, just like Picasso.
Exactly. I'm not gonna be able to tell what it is.
Nice.
Is that a nose?
It's gonna be a bunch of women with sideways boobs.
All right, this is the time that we go through. Let's give Brett a couple minutes. Maybe he can get himself together. But let's go through and give everybody a time to plug their stuff. Dustin, what do you got going on?
Yeah, you can find me at Co-op in Pekin, the last remaining Co-op records in the area, officially sanctioned.
Oh, really? Yeah,
it's true.
What happened?
East Peoria?
East Peoria decided to change their name. They're now the Co-op Shop. So technically,
yeah.
My fucking store is the last Co-op record standing in Central Illinois.
Jesus, huh. You're awesome.
Hell yeah.
So,
management.
Yeah, come visit me.
Because of management.
Come visit me at Co-op Records. Check my music blog out, Sleeping With The Radio on Facebook, at Sleeping With The Radio On, or at swtro.wordpress.com. For different articles and shenanigans and whatnot.
Chase, what do you got going on?
What about Brett?
Brett's dead.
I was giving him time to get himself together, and I had already transferred to the...
He looks a little green over there. Yeah. I was just making sure. Yeah. Just
he looked like that before he came
anyway,
in.
Anyway.
Not easy being green.
Yeah. November 15th, huge show. Pekin, Illinois at the High Note. Shadows Incorporated. Yeah,
a week away.
Yeah, exactly. Shadows Incorporated and the Almighty Flannelmouth with our very, very special guest from New York, the Event Horizon.
With Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Sam Neill, I think.
Yeah, Sam Neill, I think. They're in the lineup.
Exactly. It's going to be a crazy show. Autographs all over the place. Bleedy blah, blah, blue.
Merch table sex.
Merch table sex all night long. And then on November 26th, Blackout Wednesday, Shadows Incorporated with 3AM Project, Target the Messenger, Drugs to Whiny, Pray for Us, and
Stinky Pete
at the Limelight Event Plex. One hell of a place. So
Stinky Pete
get
have
out.
A stump. I picture Stinky
check it
Pete
out.
Having a stump.
Get out there. If you mention IBWIP, if you come to any Shadows Incorporated show and you mention IBWIP,
you get a high five from Chase.
To me, Chase,
you get an open mouth tongue kiss.
Oh, I will open mouth tongue kiss you and give you a free EP.
It's true. He did it to me on Saturday.
Yep.
Jason, I know you have thousands of things going on in your life. Name one.
One. Check me out on POF and OKCupid.com. I own a bicycle, and I'm going to get a second one in there. Check out Tazco Trade Co. on Facebook, and like my page and order my stuff.
Hey, I was told OKCupid's like the booty call site, so you should be like
hitting.
I am not sexual when I message these people, and maybe that's my problem. Maybe I need to say, hey, guess what? I have a penis, and I hope that you have the thing I want.
I'm going
to
choke your mouth with it. Brett, are you doing better, obviously? You look a little bit better.
I'm doing a little better.
All right, what do you got going on?
I think I'm maybe got another 5 minutes of life left in me.
Nice.
So
good, because that's about all.
Until then, I want to let everyone know that November 13th through the 16th or 17th, I'm going to do a small run with my buddy Mayhew the Trader through Peoria, Macomb, Princeton, where I live, and then maybe down to Bloomington, Champaign area.
And then over to Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Farewell tour. Get tickets while you can.
Can I ask, too, is this Peter Mayhew, the man who's inside the Chewbacca costume? Yes. It is the very same.
Yes.
Check that show out. Brett Conlon, fair to Midland. Peter Mayhew.
You're
going to
be able to see him outside of the costume.
Oh, wow.
Nobody really knows what he looks like.
I beat my Wookiee.
It could be just anybody.
I met him.
All right, and where can folks go to see all your dates?
They can go to the World Wide Web.
I'll put a link up.
They can go to reverbnation.com/Brett Conlon. Usually I try to update the dates about a day before they happen. So
that's good.
Just keep checking back.
Plenty of time. Check every day.
But make sure you do it in the morning. All right, folks. Thank you very much for being on the show. Gentlemen, as always, it was a pleasure. You came back 2 weeks in a row. I appreciate it. I'm sorry everything is exactly the same as it was when you left last week, but Wilson's in it.
I love that.
Who is you?
All right.
All right. So thanks to all our listeners out there. Send us some fan feedback. We would really like to hear that the three people are listening.
And I think as we all say goodnight and we go down our roads to our houses.
Thank God he said roads.
We're going to go down that road together. So here's Down That Road by Lou Shields.
Carolyn? I remember Carolyn. She was tall, had long, straight black hair, porcelain skin, beautiful. Then she listened to IBWIP.
Fucking whore.
No music?
I don't have it on here.
Okay. Is that the end then?
Who is you?
That's the end.
Could we all just like improv the Lou Shields song?
This is going to be the bonus track after music.
Only two or three, you better go on now. Hi-hat.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.